the most exciting reunions as Yosef and the brothers meet up, and Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. And Yosef says, "Vayitan es kol b'vchi, vayishmu Mitzrayim, vayishma beis paroi. Vayoyme Yosef elechov, ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? Vayochlu echov lanois oisoi ki nifalu miponov." And the brothers cannot answer him. Can you follow me, Ponov? Bnei Abusha. Chazal say that they were so embarrassed. They were so taken aback for what Yosef's revelation. And he Yosef. Oy Dovichai. L'choyer, we have to understand. The famous Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yisrael, the Parsha. Everybody has to know this Beis HaLevi. That's Murray, the Gemara Haskell for us. L'chayra, what was Yosef saying? Oid Avichai. L'maisa, the whole Vikuach at the beginning of the Parsha with Yosef. He was saying many times, what's going to be with our father? What's going to be with our father? He never went back in between. What's he asking Yosef? Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive? And already when they came back the second time, when he sat them down to eat in last week's parasha about his mikates, he sat them down to eat. And again, they discussed, how's the father? Gevaldik. And secondly, if this was a shayla, we don't find any tshuva. Never did they answer later on, oh, you should know Yosef, we forgot to tell you, oh, that question that you asked, is your father alive? Yeah, well, he's okay. Medrash, in this week's parasha, Omar Abakoyim Bardala, Oilonu Miyoyim Hadin, Oilonu Miyoyim Atochaicha. Woe is to us on the day of Din. Woe is us on the day of Techaicha. Yosef, Kitnon Shel Shvatin. He was the youngest. Lo Yochlu Echov Lanois Oisoi. They couldn't answer him. When he gave them Techacha Lechaira, Lechashe Yavoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Doyoi Magodol V'yochiach Lechol Echo Lefi Mashahu. He will mochiach every one of us according to who he is. Our haskam v'kama that we're not going to be able to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Techacha. So the obvious question on this medrash also needs beer. What's the pshat? First of all, Yoyim Hadin v'yoyim HaTechacha. Oilonu miyoyim Hadin. Oilonu miyoyim HaTechacha. What's the two expressions? And secondly, even more important, where was Yosef's Teichacha to the Shvatim? Who stayed at Teichacha? All he said was, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. Where was the Teichacha? Where was the reproof? What did Yosef say exactly? He said he would be, okay, they were embarrassed, it was Yosef. But he gave them Musa. Where was the Musa? The Chashiyochiach, from here. Just like Yosef, Kitten Shal Shvatim. They couldn't answer him, Mash, when he was Mochiach them. And when the Kashmah was Mochiach, each and every one of us, we're not going to be able to answer. And last but not least, there's other questions, but I'm taking the Ikik Shahs of the Beis HaLevi. What's the Kavona Kish Yochiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefi Mashahu? Yovo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fi Kol Echad VeEchad Lefi Mashahu, according to what he is. What is exactly the Kavona of the Medrash? Dr. Beis HaLevi Meyudik Ah Dvorim Amitiyim. Yosef was not telling the first pasuk when he said, Ani Yosef, Oido Vichoi, was not a pious, he was not trying to calm them down. Because after he calmed down, it says Yosef again, Ani Yosef, Achichem, Hashem Achatem, Shem Mitzrayim, then he tried to calm down, there was the Elis. But the first pasuk ani Yosef Avichai was be'emes atoicheicha. Yosef was telling them a big aside in those few words at the Beis Halevi's Mazba, that the biggest and the worst type of feeling if a person's a hypocrite, he's a stira mineu bein his own ma'isim. He does things and his ma'isim show mineu bein that he's a stira. No one wants to be a stira. No one wants to be a hypocrite. No one wants to be that certain ma'isim that he does show his how he's false, he's fake. People like to be in MS. They like to be that they have some value. That the Metzias is not a stira be'etzem. But when a person has some hypocrisy, there's some stira in his life, it's a very, very deep techocha. So the Beis Halevi, Yosef over here was giving them a shtaka techocha. They were coming and dining. Yosef, you're taking away Binyamin, and call him Yosef, but he thought he the head of the Mitzvah, you're taking away Binyamin. So Yehuda, Echel, Elovi, how can I come back? Benavshoi, Kshur, Benavshoi. How can I come back? And the Mitzvah is my father, what's going to be? A heart attack. He won't be able to make it. The Tzar is too great. Yosef says a few words. Yeah, that's true. I mean Yosef. Ha'oit Avichai! Yosef wasn't asking here as his father alive. They told him 20 times before and they never went back. He was asking a very deep question to them. Ani Yosef! Ha'oit Avichai! What about my father? You're tying the Tsar! You're tying the feeling of depression, of Tsar, of anguish for my father when he's going to lose Binyamin! Is that true? Ani Yosef! Ha'oid Avichai! This was the Teichacha of the Beis Halevi. And very, very tivshot Teichacha. So much so, Kinef Halom Iponov. Every time a person does something wrong, if he has an answer to that question, so he doesn't take it so seriously. But if he has no answer, if you show me Neyabe from his Maisim, that talk is not. It's not possible what he's saying is true, because I'll show you something else that you did that's not true. That shows that it's a spirit, it's hypocrisy to what he's doing now. So then, that really touches the soul, he has no answer. And he has no answer to forever itself. So if the base of lady, that's the taish din v'techocha. Din is the essence fact of the Aveira. Techocha is, the Kashbo is going to show that you could have done it. The stalker that you said you couldn't give because you're so pinched for geld right now. It's very, very difficult for me to give a few dollars to this money that comes by. You have to buy the new chairs that are coming in for the living room set. So you have to make sure that they are upholstered well. But to give the money that he doesn't have the money for. Kosh Bo's going to take the Maizim and show the Fima Shahu, according to each individual, what they were, what they had, and what they could have accomplished. And show, no, we see when it came to other things, you had the ability. The Kochas were there. The Ratzim was there. You accomplished. Why not in these areas? That's the Fima Shahu. Everybody has Kochas. Everybody has Kochas Atzumos. Abilities in Avodas Hashem. But they're not used. That potential never comes l'maisa, because people don't, first of all, not machshiv their koiches, but second of all, they believe in themselves. Oh, I can't do it. It's not shayich. It's difficult. It's this. It's that. Rav Shlom Shadron of the Sefer says in his yeshivas, he remembers they're going to come. They have a certain bachrim, and the bachrim is sitting in shia. And he finds it very difficult. The Rebbe throws out a shayla, and the lamdan of the Shia, he says his Torah. The amkan of the Shia, he says, and he's sitting there, he can't chop, he can't get it, he's not into it. Yeah, so what does he become? He becomes the macha of the yeshiva. everything that needs to be done, he's involved, this thing, that, any hack, that, yeah, there he is. And when the Hanhala comes over to him to speak to him about it, oh, ooh, wow, he's after roots him, why he's being machet, why he missed the night, say that, such a lamda shechat, mamash amkus atzuma. When it came to giving pshat, why he wasn't by night seder, he came with such a chap, such a lamdis. Oh, but when it came to saying, to understanding pshat and toisvis, he can't think in lamdis. Lamdis is difficult for him. It goes hard for him. So there, that's the female shahuza. Ani Yosef! Ani Hashem! When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself and say, Ani Hashem, all the tributes are going to be bought because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to show. You didn't have the money? Oh, what happened when it came to buying the tickets for the concert? What happened when it came buying something that wasn't so important in his life? There, oh, all of a sudden he has the money, he has the time, he has the intuition, he can do it. The Beis Halevi brings a mirror to the Medrash, Eliyahu Hanavi meets up the Chazal, mirror to the Medrash. Eliyahu meets up. Mamish Atona Devei Eliyahu, Rabbi Yisrael. Eliyahu HaNavi meets up with a certain year, Atona Devei Eliyahu, Berek Yudalit. Hamachas Yisim Halach Mimokom Lemokom. Umatzasi Echad Shloya Boi Loi Mikro Veloi Mishneh. He didn't have Mikro Veloi Mishneh. He was a boor Amma Oretz. But Misloitz is connected. He was joking around. V'amas Loi Bini. What are you going to answer to your father in heaven, the Yom HaDin? Omali Rebbe, Yeshli Dvarim Shani Meshiv. I have a whole answer book. I have terutzim. I'm coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam, mamish, ready and prepared to answer all the tainas on me. There'll be no tainas. Omali Rebbe, Yeshli Dvarim Shani Meshiv, Bina V'Das, Lei Nosu Limin HaShemayim. They didn't give me so much das. She'eku ve'eshne. Almighty Lord, up to Eliyahu HaNavi, ma'amalachticha. What is your work? What are you doing with your life? Va'omali tzayit. I capture. Almighty Umalohavi, pishtoin v'lerag mitzudois. You bring pishtoin, you have to bring the pishtoin to weave the nets. Ulahashlecha yam, then you throw into the river. And you have the whole how you capture the fish, how you bring them up. For that you have das. Udivrei Torah. Shekosu kikor veylecha adol mahoi. The Torah that says kikor veylecha. It's not something that you have to. It's near, very near to you. It's very available to you. Ve'elo nesucho das. Miyad ha'yameyim koilu uboicha. This Yid who thought he had the answer. He thought he had the terror. I don't have so much cheshek, Rabbi. It's difficult for me to sit. There's jelly beans in my pants. I don't know, cracker roaches. I'm always jumping up and down. Difficult for me. Very, very difficult to sit for so long. Ah, it's talking difficult for you. Last night, somebody came by at 3 in the morning, and he saw you with a book. We don't want to say in front of the Rabbis in the back, maybe we don't want to tell him which book it was. But he saw with a book. And your eyeballs were popping out of their sockets. 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, sitting there, and concentration. Ooh, wow. I didn't see you get out of that bed. 2:30, 3 o'clock, 4:15. You finally, with the eyelids were covered, but push that eyelid up again. The book's getting more interesting. We're holding chapter 13. You know what happens in chapter 13? The big escape. In chapter 13, and there he's going. It's 4:15. It's 4:30. 5 o'clock. Time for Nate almost. Nate. Well, down to the 8:30 minion. Finishes the book and he goes to sleep. You don't have koyach to sit? You have koyach to sit. Be honest. You might not find the answer's not even, you might not find it interesting enough. Okay, you have to work on that. But don't make a shita. Don't fool yourself. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't tighten it up that you don't have the koyach. And that is, and the pshat, you have to jump around. You have ADD, ADHD, ADCD, ABCD. You have one of these conditions. When it comes to something that you feel you can work at, there you are, you're there, you're with it, you're involved. So you have to work what the problem is, how to get into it, how to find it, that the Torah you can have the concentration for. But don't touch, you can't. Don't say you're a buff who has to run around, who has to be busy. You can be busy in the learning, you can accomplish in Torah, you can accomplish for Klal Yisrael. Why should your kolos be used out for Klal Yisrael? Why does it have to be that a person's concentration and his whole thing is, okay, I'm not cut out for learning, I can't let it hold there, so then that's it, you know? It's only the next Madrega. A person has to know he's blessed with koichos, and every single person has to go, nobody told his side. If you're giving brains, if there are brains up there, you have the ability. And if you have the ability, there's going to be a tie in your mind. Why did you use that ability? What that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, that koyach ruchnius, what do you use it for? I couldn't. I should. Sheker. Yom HaTichoch Hashem will prove to you. You had the ability. You when it came to Maisa, when it came to other Dvarim and Chaim, Hashem's going to show you. Play, go to the videotape. George. Malach George, play that videotape. And there he is. Cheshek, reading the book. There he is. Spending money on who knows what, on balloons. He has the money. When it comes to buying farm, I'll borrow. When it comes to giving, helping out another year, a little bit schwer right now for me. A little bit schwer. And the mice, when it comes to other things, he's all there. This is the Techocha. So the base of Yosef HaTzadik. And this is the Techocha Lossed Lover. This is not a bore to get a person depressed. Oh, even another schmooze, I walk away depressed. It's important to realize what potential we have, how much koichas we can accomplish, what we can do for Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us. A person has to realize the tremendous koichas that he has, and he has to realize that it has to be used out. It was given l'shem shamayim, it was given for koich ruchni. He has to investigate and see taka in his ma'isim shebechol yom, where his koich strengths are, and apply them to Yiddish and Tavonis Hashem. A person of Bal Regesh. He has a high regish. What does he use it for? To sing songs. He could be a mashkiach, or he must be on others. He's a baal regish. He's a baal of honor and certain in yonim. He can help out in dava ruchni. What is he wasting his koichas for? They were given for a purpose. They have to be used out. That's the eid of Gilgulim. A person was brought down to the world for a tafkid. He has to accomplish that tafkid. If he gets distracted, he uses it for other things. That's the Techocha. What are you wasting your koyachas for? You have tremendous ability. You could shaf kavala the kazal of a Klal Yisrael. What are you doing with your koyachas? You come to a yeshiva. It's a pella. They come to yeshiva. Friday. Free day, I think it's translated in Latin. Free day. Friday, it's so difficult, I'm pasted to the mattress. My 23 years old is here, pass it on. Don't keep the faith, pass it on. I can't get off, it's so difficult. A football game, oh wow. 7:30 they're playing. Oh, 7:30, it's difficult, but I'll make it. 7:30 we'll make it. We'll go to bed a little bit earlier. I mean, we're not learning tomorrow, we can go to bed earlier. Friday, why does the Rebbe have to sit here with 3-4 Bachrim? I just heard a certain Rebbe, Yochashim Rebbe Yeshiva. He comes in, he comes to his Moshe Nevesh. There's 3 Bachrim here. Where are the Bachrim? Where are the Bachrim? They have an opportunity. They're here and they have to learn. You came to learn. You have an opportunity. Where are they? What are they doing? What are they doing on Friday afternoon? What are they doing Moshe Shabbos? Where's the Chazorah? Where's the learning beyond? What are we doing with our time? Are we using it out completely? We have to ask ourselves. This is not a shmooze to make a person depressed. It's a person to realize, come to the realization that I have time on my hands. I have abilities and I have koichas. They should be used out. There should be people being dirge, ripping down the walls. We want more shiurim. We want to accomplish more with the rebbeim. We have the opportunities. What are we doing instead? What are we doing with our time? When we come to a seder, are we using it out to the fullest? Are we accomplishing? Are we showering? Am chadish chadushi Torah? Are we chazering? So difficult, chazara. Just go weiter. and I come out of this man with an empty boar, mamish, 0.00. What does he remember the Besechta? I think it was Kedushin we learned. That's about it. To know the Besechta Klor, it's so difficult to Yechazer. Every book and every movie and this with that, that he remembers Klor. He'll chazer over 100,000 times in his mind. But to go over the Gemara, difficult. If you have the Koichas, any other ability in the world, it could be applied to Ruch Adin Yisubayis. This realization we have to come to. Is to look through our mice and we see our koichas in other areas and say, look! Look at what you can become! Look at what you can do! Channel it! Towards Torah! That's Yehuda, Shalach, Lefana, Goyish, Nadok, Rashi, Lesakin, Loi, Beis, Beis, Ufana, the Beis, Ira, Yaakov, Avinu, Sua, why does he send Yehuda? Why is he sending Yehuda down? Yosef is there, he can make the best yeshiva. First Epis Yehuda, Yisholach Lefav Goyishna. Yaakov Avinu saw the Koyach of Achrayis that Yehuda had. Yaakov Avinu realized that if we're not going to have a yeshiva in Mitzrayim, it's gone. Without a yeshiva, we won't be able to exist in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael. Not only yeshiva, but Beis Hayro, to be Moira, to Klal Yisrael, the Deres. If we're not going to have such a matzav, there's no... So Yaakov, the first thing he thought about, not what type of home he's going to have in Mitzrayim, he wants it close to the what's it called, those tombs over there, the pyramids. He wants it close to the pyramids and a nice sand castle. He wants mamash. What was Yaakov's first daigav? The Yehuda shalach lefano of goyish nesvik parasha the second shukrashi base myshava. The first thing on his mind is only first and foremost the yeshiva. But who does he send Yehuda? In fact, my father, she always asks, first episode he sends Yehuda. He sees Yehuda's Koyach of Achrayis. Yehuda's of Achrayis! He was ready to give up his Olam Haba to bring back Yosef, to bring back Binyamin. That Yaakov Avinu shouldn't go, Chas V'Shom, what should happen for Yaakov Avinu? We shouldn't lose another shame at Yisrael. Yehuda's ready, the Achrayis, Godot. This Koyach of Achrayis, he's the only one I trust in Kristen Megi Yeshiva. How much he's ready to sacrifice to keep a shevet be Yisrael, he's the only one I trust to make a yeshiva. That's Yehuda shows the koach he has of Achrayim to be used out for Ruchnius. And each and every one of us has to look into who we are. You need a Rebbe for it also sometimes to discuss with your Rebbe. What are your koaches? And how can you channel it? There's so much potential, Rabbi Yisai. We don't realize what we have. If a person would realize his koach HaRuchni, he would go bananas. If he realizes what's doing in his neshama, how much koyach he has to accomplish, and how much if it's going to waste. The goyim is a different pshat yom adin v'toyim atochocha. The goyim pshat yom adin is the etzem aveira, but yom atochocha is the time that could have been used out to accomplish. That time you're doing the aveira could have been used out so much for ruchni, for good, for positive. And what was the end? It ended up being one big waste. If a person does tshuva, basov is misaka that also, that's the chiddush of tshuva, I want to tell you. But the ma'isa, basov is sheldover, what did you do with your time? What did you accomplish? You came to yeshiva for who knows how much time. A person comes, where are the goals? Where's the ratzon of a person? I'm coming here, I have a goal in my front of me. I'm going to learn whatever misaka is going to be, whatever halacha. I'm going to come out knowing it. How could it be? We want to be thinking about this a few times a year. How could it be a guy comes out of his mind and doesn't know the material? He goes anywhere he would go to, Rabbi said, any college, any learning institution, if he would go there, he would have to know the material and he would come out knowing it. He would have the idea of the material. And here he goes to yeshiva. What is he going for? He's going to learn. He's going to pashas, most people are going to accomplish something. I'm not saying everybody, some people just who knows what, they have to pass the time until they get married. But those who are kind for a purpose, how could it be, you stayed in the yeshiva, holds man. Where's the learning? Where's the Torah that you learned? Do you know it or don't you know it? And if I don't, so find out the reason. Why is there such a laxity or such a hellen to the fact that I have to come out knowing my material? That's Liman HaTorah, but I don't know where anybody learned. Liman HaTorah is a madrega, a person comes out and he has an understanding and a knowledge of what he learned. Rashi's mashma in brachas davavam it beis that a person goes to a shir or goes to a learning, but he doesn't know what he learned. He's not yotzi tamatoy, yetzchar psius, Tzchafa going. The Gemara says, the Agra, the Pirka is Riyata, the running to the Shia. He gets Tzchafa running. But the Tzchafa for the Limon is only if you can say, oh, what you learned. If you know at the end what you learned, what you accomplished, that's the Tzchafa. But to go through who knows how much time and not have no knowledge and come out empty, Chas V'Shalom. Okay, Rabbi, I didn't think about it. I'm not. What do you mean think about it? What do you mean think? Any other area in life, you make a cheshbon. How much money am I making? Am I accomplishing? Am I avoiding? There's a cheshbon. And when it comes to Torah, there's no cheshbon. This is what we have to realize, Rabbi. The Beis Halevi says, how much of us are not using our potential fullest? How much could we accomplish? We could chaff Velton. And this is the achrayas we have to feel. I want to touch another connection. This Yehuda Shoch in the front of Goishna. And this is very tied into the Shmuz, Rabbi Yisai. This part of the Shmuz I may have said, the first part I've said before, but this second part I feel is a mirror to Musa Haska, what we mentioned before, that he sent Yehuda in the front of Goishna to Sakan Lai Beis Hiro. I feel this is a mirror to Musa Haska for us, Rabbi Yisai. And Be'etzin is a mirror to Kesha, what we're saying. What was Yaakov's intention? We said Avada Yaakov Avinu felt that this is the most important thing in his life, in Klal Yisrael's life. But I feel there was another point over here. Yaakov Avinu was teaching us a Mahalich HaChayim for all Yidden. That a person has to know and has to realize that in order to be successful, in order to establish himself or community of Yidden in life, the Mahalach has to be around the yeshiva. There must be a yeshiva. You must be attached to a yeshiva. Klal Yisrael must have the yeshivas. Without it, in a matzav of golus, we cannot succeed. We cannot make one step. Beis hoira, miloshen hoira, to teach. To know, to have the ability to know what to do in life. Levi was successful all through the years of Mitzrayim retaining their madrega only because they stayed attached to yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu realized that when we stay attached to a yeshiva, we can be successful. Now, this is a meruah de gemusa haska for us, Rabbi Yisai. Many of us, who knows what we're going to do in life? What's going to be our accomplishments? Where we're headed? Many of us could be magid yeshivim, and that's emes lamita, but I'm not just saying to make us feel good. Emes lamita, we could be magid yeshivim, we could be rabbanim, but we have to realize this nekuda, that our koichas have to be used out to establish mokom hayroes. Our koichas have to be used out to make beis ulfanos, to make mekoymes haTorah. Whether it's a complete mokom Torah, whether it's a night seder in a community, these koichas have to be used out. And every one of us can either participate or be part of a koichas to make such a matzah. So many people, their lives are changed only because the fact they remain a kesher to a mokum Torah, or they're involved in creating a mokum Torah, or actually participating in the learning of a mokum Torah. But if they're not involved in one of these things, it's a very, very difficult matzav to remain k'shtark by his side. A person builds a mokum Torah, he helps to establish a mokum Torah. With that, he helps to give light to Klal Yisrael. The schus of the existence of Klal Yisrael is totally in it, Rabbi Yisai. That's what Yaakov Avinu was teaching, he said, Yehuda. And these are the koichos that are atoning with each and every one of us. Who knows in what union we can help out, whether it's in Askonis, Lamais, or Emes Askonis, or in Wabemis giving shiurim, or participating in these type of inyanim. These are koichos that we can use that if we can't become the great Magid Shir. Who knows if we can, but if even we can, we have to realize the potential that we can to make these requirements at Torah, and to make them click, and to make them work, and to help bring others into it. Because this is what Yehuda Yaakov was pasketing, and being married with the Doros. The existence of Klal Yisrael is totally on this. Only through the Koyach of Torah, and the Koyach of a Beis Torah, not just learning yourself, but a Beis Torah, a Mokom Torah, a Mokom that we can establish, where we can make a Doyle Torah, we can make people that are going to teach Torah. Those are what Klal Yisrael is going to exist through it. They say a story of Meir Shapiro that he built his famous yeshiva, the Chachmei Lublin, And the Maisa, the Meir Shapiro put up only the Koyachas to establish this yeshiva. He didn't just make Stami yeshiva the Maisa. He made a yeshiva with, built it up, beautiful, dormitory, Mechayda Oichel. It was a beautiful yeshiva. Avada, you had to be a successful Talmud to get in. You had to know 200 blot or 400 blot, different geuses. But the Maisa, he made a murder matzav. He went around collecting for it. And the Maisa, Basoy Vishal Dover, he came to the day with the Chanukah Sabayas. And all the Rabbanim came over from all over the world to the Chanukah Sabayas of Chashiv Tzachmei Lublin. And the Meir Shapiro established that the Kavod HaTorah was so great that you can't just make a Mokom HaTorah that's Shvach HaMalkut. He held that it has to be glorified. He made beautiful ornaments. He made the yeshiva into a beautiful Mokom Torah because he felt Al Kavod HaTorah. This is what a yeshiva should look like. People should have the objective that they should see what a Mokom Torah is. It's a place of the highest hierarchy in Klal Yisrael. It's the Mokom Sheyetetze Torah from there. And therefore he felt that it has to be done in the most beautiful type of matzav. So all the Rabbanim came, and there was a year ago he was sold, Church Kippur, he came to speak to Rav Meir Shapiro beforehand, before the day, right, on the day of the Chodesh Habayis, there was a delay. He went in to speak privately with Rav Meir Shapiro. And he said to Rav Meir Shapiro that I'm afraid. So many Rabbanim, such a big matzav here. Rav Meir, you're not worried about Ayin Hara? Although the Gemara says that by the Luchas Rishonis, Chazal and Sanhedrin say, Chafei, that the Luchas Rishonis afterwards it was shoyed by Ayin Hara, and that's why the Chet HaEgel came. Because it was done by Prumbi, and it was heard throughout the world. The Luchas Shnias was done more by Tzina. So he asked the Meir Shapiro, not afraid, such a public matzav, such a Ayin Hara Chas Hashem that could come. Azok to the Meir Shapiro, Miri the Gazog. Said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know what was going to happen. And he felt, Al Kiddush Hashem, that people have to know what's Torah. People have to know, spread the fame of Torah in the world, that the whole world exists because of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that even so, it's Kedai, Al Kiddush Hashem, to give the Luchas Rishonis B'Prumbi, that the whole world should know. Said the Meir Shapiro, Al Kavod Hashem, Al Kiddush Hashem, Al Kavod HaTorah, it's Kedai to do it B'Prumbi. The Maisa, everybody knows, the Meir Shapiro was nifted at a young age, a couple of years later. But Meir Shapiro felt, Al Kavod HaTorah, Al Kiddush Hashem, to know what Torah should mean, what a yeshiva should mean, what the existence of Christ was dependent upon a Mokom HaTorah. That's what the Meir Shapiro felt is Kedai, and even to die Al Kiddush Hashem for. To accept that if Chas V'Shalom to be an Ayin Hara, oh, but this has to be done for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Because a Mokom Torah has to be the first and foremost on a person's mind. He has to put it in his computer on the top of the list that wherever I'm going to be shayach to a Mokom Torah, and I'm going to be an active part of the Mokom Torah. Because this is Chayeinu Kiyayim Chayeinu V'Yachimein. And this is a miracle of the Haskell for us, Rabbi Yisrael. To establish a Mokom Torah, to create the yeshiva, to create a Seder Limud in the yeshiva or in a Mokom Torah, wherever it will be. This koichas we all can do. There's no one here who can't either participate or be pashah after it in the future. But even now, a person has to realize he shouldn't give up on himself. He should realize what koichas he has. What he could accomplish, where he could be headed. He should make big goals. People don't realize. They mamish sell themselves out very, very cheap. There's so many bogum I see that could really, with a little bit more fire or a little bit more brand, they could mamish explode. And they're keeping themselves on a low flame. They don't want to get too excited. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe they'll get a little turned on, a little bit more, and what's going to happen? They'll become really into it. You ask a bugger, why? I could, but something's holding back. Something's preventing him. It's him himself. His goals in life was, okay, it's enough that I'll learn yeshiva, I'll make it through these years, and then, okay, that's enough, then I'll go on my life, I'll get married, go out of life, make a parnasa. And a person doesn't know that inside what a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects from him is to become somebody very big. Yes, you're learning Torah, you're not in Brisk, okay. You're not in the bit. It doesn't make a difference where you're learning. From Torah or from whatever yeshiva is in the world. Every yeshiva, didn't cause it the name, it came out the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. It was even from the small yeshivas, from the big yeshivas, it was totally in the individual who felt the achrayas to Klal Yisrael, to himself, and to his mishpacha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have to accomplish what I was set out, what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the tipa, says the Gemara, and says, he gave the kochos, and he gave him a tafkid achayim. He swore to the Nisham, he gave him a tafkid, and what did he do? What did he accomplish? Where is he headed? And then when he gets lost at Lavoi, he's going to come up and see what he could have been. And that's the pacha, that's the Yom HaDin. If you just put a little bit more koiches, if you turn the flame up a little bit higher, if you realize that if I spend a little bit more time on Chazara, if I work a little bit more deep in my learning, if I put a little bit more energy into my learning, and a little more enthusiasm into my learning, I would be a different person. I've seen, Rabbi Zayin, I can go into stories upon stories of people in this yeshiva who we would have thought, if we look 20 years back, what's going to become from him? What's going to happen? So he'll be, go out, he'll be a nice, fine yid. Reish Koylel, they became. Mamish Reish Koylel. Magidi Shiurim. Balabatim, who are Mamish Koshel Torah, Yom Velayla. And all because they did not, never gave up on themselves. They never minimized their potential. They took their koichas and they went anasoyev. After that, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyat Tishmaya. But you, it's anasoyev. What you can put in, you have to put all the koichas in Shaykh. And there's no two roots in Rabbi Zayin. Because every teretz of Kodesh Baruch Hu will show you, yes, you couldn't chaza, I'm sure you could chaza. When it came to this, you could chaza. You couldn't concentrate? Yes, when it came to others, you could concentrate. You couldn't keep your eyes open? You could keep your eyes open. You couldn't get up and sleep? There's a famous master of Nochum Patsovitz. He once had a Talmud in the mirror who couldn't get up in the morning. Mamish Menothi. This is how they say the Meister. So he once had a flight, early morning flight, and he davened. Nochum davened. Moses tefillah that he should miss the flight. Why should he miss the flight? Because it shouldn't be a kitchen in Shemai that when it came to getting up, for the Tashachlis, for davening, or for even for learning, 9:30, 10, 10, 15, couldn't get up. When it came to getting early to the airport, oh boy, he was up. This would be a Kitrig and Shammai. When it comes to these in Yonim, oh wow, is he there? He's excited, he's enthusiastic. When it comes to Torah, it shouldn't be help. There's where the kind of boy side. We don't realize, we look into action, we just spend a few minutes to make a cheshbon, we see that there are certain things, we have the koichos, why don't we look, and we look down on ourselves and say, no, we can't do it. We can what we want. They stories of people, when it came the moment of Chas V'Shalom, a fire, it came the moment of a serious matzav, the koichos that came out was unbelievable. People risked up cars, they ran distances that didn't think it was shayach. What they did to accomplish to get to help another human being, when it came to that, when the full cars were used, you saw tremendous power, lifting up cars, lifting up heavy objects. There's a meister, famous meister with the brother of the guy. The brother of the guy once was learning, and there was a certain safer that he needed. He was looking all over, and he realized that it fell behind the Svarim Shrank. Now to move his sperm shank, he needed koichas atzumis. He needed koichas me'al u'me'eiver. It's not childless. 10 men have to lift his sperm shank. But he really needed the sefer. So he started walking back and forth. The brother of the Gaon, the one who went to Ma'al HaTorah, he started walking back and forth and saying, Loi b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not b'shamayim. Because it would be by Shemayim, we'd have to take up ladders, we have to build ladders and go up to Shemayim and get it. Oh, Eloi by Shemayim, and it's El Kor, Ve'lecha Adobar, it's very near. and back and forth he went, and then he walked over to the sperm shrank and he moved it. A skinny guy, he moved the sperm shrank. Why? When there's a will, there's a way. B'derech she'odem roitze leilech manichem. If there's an emes of ratzon, if you really want it, if it's deep down in your heart, you want to become the lamdin. Deep down, you want to become the Talmud Chacham. There's a ratzon. It's my lichon. Korav elecha adov. You can all accomplish tremendous things. And that's what we have to learn from the Acha Yosef. There was a choice that they made. Ani Yosef! Realize and recognize, you are making a mistake. Ani Yosef! I'm Yosef. The emes is clear. You're making a choice. You're worried and you're dying for your father. It's not true. I need Yosef. Realize the stira. Correct it. Realize the stira and everybody we have in our lives. Everybody has those stiras. It's not dear for us to get depressed. It's just to correct and realize, oh, I see I have the potential. I see I can do it. I see I can become a mechadish, a chiddush in Torah. Try it one time. It's not for me to write a chiddush in Torah. That's really difficult. That's for the take another chumash. Think about a pshat. Write it down. It's so difficult to remember one blot. Shaka v'tarya. I could bet you $100. You'll take a, some guys could take a sport page. They'll remember every batting average of every baseball player. Yeah, 1957. They won the World Series. Everything. But comes to Daf Gemara, blank. Why? It's because a person thinks deep down that he can, but it's a stira. If you have the potential, and you all know he's holding Sayyid to weave the nets and to go and fish, you have the potential for Mikra Mishnah and everything. There's a brain, there's a will, there's a way. You just have to set your goals for it. You have to make a tachlis in Chaim. I want to reach my full potential in Torah. This is what I want every bachur to walk out. I want to reach my full potential. That's what she asked. Can I reach my... What can I do to reach my full potential? Can I do more? Can I accomplish more? And you'll see Rabbi Yisai. You'll see accomplishment. You take one daf at a time, a small piece of Rabbi Yisai. You go over it well. You chazer. Take 3-4 lines. You'll see. I remember this shtickle talk. Let's go to the next few lines. Take a few more lines. And you see after a while, you can remember it on Mikamara. Even if you don't get the money, $300 from Rabbi Chaitovsky for doing it. I could do it without that. Take the nefta. After a while, the guy's a bulky autumn. 10-block Gemara. And you can feel confident about yourself. How many people in the world know 10-block Gemara Shaka Vitaria? I'm not talking idea, but 10-block solid. And you go slowly to another omit. And another omit. There's so much time. There's a Friday. There's a Shabbos. You walk away. You have 20-30 plan. A guy asks a Shaila. Oh, he knows the Teretz on the spot. People look up to him. You feel confident. You feel good. You go on. You become an Adam Golobatayra. There's no secret there. Adam Gadol there's no step for who's going to become the Adam Gadol. A guy can come from who knows what, and he could be the Adam Gadol. The yeshiva is a mogum of a transformation, a metamorphosis of a person into an animus of Adam. That's what we're here for. That's what the yeshiva of a yeshiva is. And that's what we all can accomplish if we set our goals on our and we set our goals off the goals that we have. You have to be attached to a yeshiva, you have to be attached to a Rebbe, but you have to set your goals. No one should ever. I heard a story of the Gemaisa. Rav Dolinsky told me that Avigdor Miller, it was known that I remember seeing it also, he used to have a learning program in the morning in his Beis Medrash. It was for Balabatim. And they used to learn different Masechtas. If you ever used to see it, Sunday, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Perek Rishon, Tuesday, Masechtas Pesachim, the third Perek. But he took Balabatim and he used to learn with them. Mahalach used to learn. They used to learn a piece of Gemara. Regular Balabatim, everybody's saying. Regular Balabatim. They learned a piece of Gemara. And then he would say 4 or 5 lines. Then he would send them away. He would teach them. They would chazer on their own. They would come back. A Perek at a time. Getting clore one parrot, but sending them away. These were regular balabatim, how worthy. After a while, they went on from one parrot, next parrot. Zglinski told me he knew balabatim from this program, who at the end of the day knew Shas. Knew Shas, mamish. Everybody said, oh, I'd love to finish Shas, like a Sima Shas. But to know Shas? How many of us can say that we know the Masechta we're learning? To know Shas? But he made a goal. and they worked at it with diligence, and they saw Hatzlacha, and at the end of the day they became Bekiyim B'Shas. Why should every Bach at this yeshiva, yes, every single Bach, I don't care who he is, why shouldn't there be a Bach? How many Bach did we learn? 30 Bach, 40 Bach. Why shouldn't there be Bekiyim B'Shas? Why? What are we doing? What are we doing? We can't. We look so down upon us. We can. We have to get that out of us that we can't. There's no such thing as you can't in Ruchni. You can, you can, you can. You have to tell yourself over and over, I can. These balabata became choshuim. I saw Tosha Nogimrik. There's a chaburus hashat they have now in Lakewood. It's a whole system of memorization. He did a scientific, whatever it is. I always say these inyonim, whatever works for you, use it out. But he had a whole system. I know the Rav, who made the organization, I remember for many years. I knew him once, Rav Sender Dolgen, Shlitah. So he has a whole program, chaburus hashat, how you learn chas. And the mice lefi the daf, a certain memorization process that you don't go a certain amount of time without chazrin the last daf. It's a whole process. So he brought, there's a mice with a market cheer of a certain balabas, and all of a sudden started coming, started doing this chabur shashar. He started coming early. The market cheer once came very early in the morning. He sees this balabas there. He says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I just have a tremendous chesh. I'm memory. I know my learning. I'm accomplishing." And you would think this balabas, what would be at the end of this balabas? These balabasim, what would you think? They'll be nice balabasim. They know a few daf here. They know a famous agada to tomorrow. They read the Jewish press. The tales of the Talmud with Shalom Klass's joke in the bag. They know if you're here, avort here, avort there. Balabatim, that no shas. So why can't we? We don't know Kedusha. Why can't it be that we know Kedusha? Vice does, we're not setting our goals, and vice does, we're not looking on what we could accomplish. There should be a chabura in Yeshiva. I'm not saying how and when and how it should be accomplished. We could talk maybe ideas. A chabura, chabura's Kedusha. Now we get together, a whole chabura, a night seder, whenever it is. And you make a chazorah seder, and to whatever amount of blot is, 20 blot you did, 30 blot, you go out of the seder, we go out of that seder, at the end of the year, we have a kiyum in a 50 blot in Kedushin. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, you'll be different people. You'll be a different mensch. You'll have so much self-confidence, and you'll have some of the realization that you could become something big. The whole reason why we walk around and we don't think we could do it is because we end up never really working out what we learned. And that's the kind of Oilon Miyom Adin, because you could have. If it was serious enough to you, it was important enough to you, it was some type of business, and you had to make money, you'd be sitting there making cheshbonos, how to make the most out of your money. You would be spending the time, how to get the first best furniture, and how to be the most successful, you know, in this area of life, and have the best car, all the different types of features. He's there with a magazine, Mamish, 700 different types of features. A certain Talmud might call me, I have a statement with Thursday night, he called me last night, we're redoing the kitchen. And it takes so much time, Rabbi, to redo the kitchen. Why? You don't understand, there's so many different formats of how a kitchen could be. And we go through all the magazines, and we have these workings, and we want this product, and that product, and this product, and that product. Why? We want to have it perfect. We want to have a beautiful kitchen. Every single aspect. So I ask my air question to someone, just hit me up. Mamish, now, what about in our lives of Ruchnius? Do we spend time working out? This is not Radov Orlovsky Shmuz last Chagra, by the time. That Avada is true. He was talking about a certain. I'm talking about spending the time thinking on how we could practically accomplish the most out of our learning. Because most of us do want to do that, but we don't make we don't put the effort into maximizing the potential. And this is the taina of Oilonu Miyom Adin Oilonu Miyom Tachach. This is part of the taina. Because if it was really important, if it meant the most, if we came to Eshel with this goal in mind, we would be spending the time maximizing our potential. Chazor is the number one on that list, Rabbi Yisai. No one, no Godol in the world ever, in the history of Klal Yisrael, ever achieved godless without an unbelievable amount of Chazor. The Chazan Ish used to spend hours and hours. The Chazan Ish, we see his form today, Rabbi Yisai, unbelievable, deep in Yonim. The Chazan Ish said his Ikka godless is never things he was Chazor hundreds of times till he was Yerid L'Oimkes Al-Daita, Rabbi Yisai. You don't realize the Chidushe Torah that will come out from a Maisa Masav Chazara. The Emes of Chidushim, not just off the bat. You Chazam a few times, you see it much more deeper, much more clearer. They say in the Chazish's house, the little kids were Bekim Atzuma in the first Mishnah, in Mikvahs. There was once a Maisa, the little kids, Sheish Maisa B'Mikveh.
They said the kids, the Kaddish was saying, they heard him say it over hundreds of times in some other Mishnayos. But that was assumed at the first Mass. Sheish Mass, the Mikveh, all the kids could say it over. They heard the Kaddish over and over again. We learn with an enthusiasm. We learn with a call. That helps us to remember Torah. There are ways of which Chazal gave. We have to set our goals to knowing it. We have to speak to our Rebbeim how to accomplish it. But we have to, Rabbi Yisai. We have to walk away from his man. The winter's man is still young, Rabbi Yisai. We just passed Hanukkah. There's another half his man. If we maximize the potential, we set our goals straight. We use our time properly. And we're not hypocrites. We work out that everything that we could do, we generalize it for Torah and Yerushalayim and Midos Tovos. But Sofa Shel Dovar, Rabbi Yisai, you'll see accomplishment. I guarantee it. But maximize your potential. Use it out. Learn to learn in the proper way. And learn to a chanchaza. And learn to learn in the proper way. And the soifa shel dov, you walk away as an odom choshev b'toyer b'yisai. So much so that in all the, I'm not saying chashom, all the yeshivas, you know, everybody should do this. But I'm saying a person doesn't spend, there's hundreds of bachim out there. And it's a pella. It's a pella. I'm not chashom saying I fehair bachim all over. But where are the chashuvim? I'm not saying where are they going to be the gdolim. Who's going to be the yotzei ra? Where are they going to come from? They come only for these people who are going to maximize the potential. And I don't know. I'm not chashom a katsuk on kalyashom. How many are doing it? I'm not saying they're not learning. But where's the bekiyas and shas? Where's the amkus and shas? Where's the chedushim? Bachim today. I'm talking about America. Chutzlar to gebachim. You guys have the opportunity of being great. Just spend the time going through your day, finding areas where you can accomplish more, spending the right time, talking over the Rebbe, your storim, it should be in the right way. Sometimes you're doing too much, you're learning too many things. Sometimes you have to lower it down, you have to spend more time on Chazara. I don't like doing that. This is part of the success stories of us. And Be'ez Hashem, I guarantee, and Be'ez Hashem, we work on ourselves to use out our potential to the fullest. But Sofa Shel Dovar, it's going to be Hashmacha Ba'olam Hazeh V'Toiv Lach La'olam Habah. The Kiddush Hashem that will be generated. So many people see today Bachrim and Yugalite who've used it out. There have been Bachrim who do it. The Kiddush Hashem that they generate. The Nachas to the parents. The Nachas to themselves. They walk away with a Simcha Zachayim Atzuba. No one can pay for that Simcha Zachayim. Nothing could match it. Nothing could reach it. That Simcha Zachayim, a person who knows Torah, Rabbi Yisai. I'm telling you now, if you tasted it ever, if you ever tasted it, you'll never ever go back. You have to taste the Simcha of knowing a Daf Gemara, knowing a Sugya, of getting to the Amkus of it. And the Sofa Shel Dovar, you'll have the Emes of Simcha, Ashrecha Bo'olam Hazeh, V'Tov Lach La'olam Hazeh.